solving your health puzzle with your host, Dr. Stuart Yeager.
This is Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we discuss the interferences that are affecting your health and how to remove those interferences to solve your health puzzle. Dr. Yeager is a chiropractic physician that specializes in holistic health care by identifying and removing the interferences that cause stress to our bodies, which is the cause of the changes in our bodies affecting a person's health. And my name is Nancy. I'm a registered nurse, and I work in Dr. Yeager's office to assist him in removing those interferences that are affecting a person's health. I've written a book on how to lose weight holistically and safely and assist people in making the lifestyle changes that are livable so a person can shed those unwanted pounds. I analyze people's food diaries and tell them what they are lacking and what they are getting too much of. In most cases, people eat too much in the grain and bad fat categories and not enough in the vegetable and good fat categories. For more information, you can visit our website at www.dryeager.com. That is www.dryeager.com.
On our show, we talk about holistic health care. The reason I talk about holistic health care goes back to my core basic beliefs that made me who I am. Now, as a holistic healthcare provider, my focus is on helping people without drugs or surgery. Now, there's a time for drugs and surgery, but for many chronic health conditions, drugs and surgery are not the answer. Traditional medicine focuses on the use of medications as the primary treatment to control or manage chronic degenerative types of diseases. Now, there are several reasons why, but the main concept is that they are focusing on managing and controlling the disease or health problems through medication and are not really getting down to the problem of why the person has the health care problem that they do have. Now, their answer is medication to manage the symptoms, not getting to the cause of why the symptoms are there. With prescription medications comes the side effects of medications that they're taking. These side effects can be scary. You know, I had one patient ask his pharmacist about the side effects of a medication his doctor prescribed, and one of the side effects was that it put him at a higher risk for developing cancer. So we started to look for other answers. We could discuss this more, but instead, we're going to focus our discussion on with the most common and destructive health conditions in the United States, which is metabolic syndrome. Later on, we'll have a couple of our patients tell us their story. One of them we have treated with some of the components of metabolic syndrome.
Metabolic syndrome is defined as a condition where a person has four things: diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, and is obese. These conditions are all related in their origin. One study showed the prevalence of metabolic syndrome increased with each succeeding age group for both sexes. While about 20% of males and 16% of females under 40 years of age met the criteria for metabolic syndrome, the prevalence rises with age, where males 60 years of age and over were more than four times as likely as the youngest age group to meet the criteria, and females 60 years of age and over were more than six times as likely as the youngest age group to meet the criteria. A little more than one-third of the adults in the United States could be characterized as having metabolic syndrome.
That's a huge part of the population. 69% of the population in the United States are overweight. Just look around. How many people do you see, do you know, that are obese? That's a huge problem. Did you know that Zocor, one of the statin drugs to lower cholesterol, is the second most common prescribed medication in the United States? And lisinopril, which is used to treat high blood pressure, is the third most commonly prescribed medication in the United States. They are prescribed as an effort to decrease the chance of developing heart disease and strokes that are the first and the fourth leading cause of death in the United States in 2010. 18.9% of the population in the United States has diabetes. These are the four components of metabolic syndrome.
With metabolic syndrome, whether a person has all of the factors or just some of them, your chances of having a shortened life or a difficult life of poor health is greatly increased. because of an increased risk of having a heart attack or stroke or other complications of diabetes that are not pleasant, like neuropathy.
Instead of dwelling on the ill effects of metabolic syndrome, we're going to focus on how the holistic health care helps a person with diabetes, with being overweight, having high blood pressure, and having high levels of cholesterol and triglycerides, and low levels of the high-density lipids, which are sometimes known as the good cholesterol. What is the cause or the causes of these problems, and how do you treat them holistically without drugs? To successfully treat with holistic health care, you must look at the whole person, which means that all the aspects of that person. And these are what makes up a person and what affects a person's health. I call these stressors interferences. There are six of them. The first is structural. These are from injuries. And then the second is electromagnetic pollution from electrical forces around us that are too strong for our bodies. The body is very electrical. And all the electrical devices and wiring around us is just too strong for the body. So it becomes electrical pollution. Now it affects our energy, and we need energy in order to get well.
The third interference is nutritional. That is the food that we eat and our ability to digest and assimilate the food that we eat. It also includes hormone balance and infections.
The fourth interference is allergies. The definition of an allergy is the immune system overreacting to something. Now, there are three different types of things that the body can overreact to. Foods, environmental, like pollens and grasses or dust. And a person can also become allergic to themselves. Sounds bizarre, but that's what happens with autoimmune disease like lupus, celiac disease, and multiple sclerosis. Allergies have become epidemic. I don't know if you realize, but autoimmune disease has also become epidemic. The fifth interference is emotional. We all have experiences in our lives, and with those experiences, they often come with emotions. The experience will pass us by, but we can hold on to the emotions from those experiences. These are trapped emotions that create self-defeating behaviors and beliefs that affect our body's health.
The last interference is toxins. These are heavy metals and chemicals that we become exposed to that are actually poisons to our body.
Now, these six different interferences or stressors to the body are what we look at in solving a person's health puzzle. We're going to talk about how we look at the health puzzle with metabolic syndrome.
First, we're going to talk about being overweight and obesity. There are so many factors affecting weight gain. That's what makes it such a challenge for some people. Poor eating habits are often an important cause. We have a patient that I'm working with who has lost 23 pounds just by changing a few bad eating habits and walking 5 days a week. He didn't know how to eat. He didn't know what's healthy or what foods cause him to gain weight and what foods would help him to lose weight. He was too caught up with calories and thought he was keeping himself from gaining weight by drinking 4 Diet Cokes a day. He was so surprised when I told him to go off his Diet Coke, and then he started losing weight. The key to losing weight on a long-term basis is learning these things and making the lifestyle changes that you can live with. If you can't, the weight will just come back. We haven't even changed everything about his eating, just a few things. But he says he likes what he's doing so far and can stay on it indefinitely. He was also concerned that his kids have learned poor eating habits from his bad example. But now they are noticing his changes with eating better and losing weight, and he hopes they will learn these good principles from him instead.
To lose weight, you also have to look at hormones because they can affect the body's ability to lose weight. So looking at the adrenal gland, the thyroid gland, and the other hormone levels may be one of the keys to losing weight. These glands affect one another. The adrenal gland, if stressed, can affect the thyroid gland. So if it's not working optimally, can then make it difficult for a person to lose weight.
We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That is why we are offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer on Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That is a $35 value. We are also reserving for those who call right away a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how you can solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right. And you can get this CD. And you can schedule your free appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. We need to take a break right now, so we'll be right back with Solving Your Health Puzzle. Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM.